This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimide with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says citizenship bill authenticated complying with constitutional provision. Lawmakers stress increasing budget for projects capable of contributing to development and capital generation. Cabinet approves proposal tabling bill on power trade in Federal Parliament. An Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development forecasts 2.7% and 2.9% global growth for 2023 and 2024, respectively. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that his recent India visit was successful as it augmented long-term benefits and mutual understandings. Addressing a meeting of the National Assembly yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal informed the Upper House of the Federal Parliament that seven different agreements were signed during his recent India visit. The Prime Minister claimed that during his meeting with his Indian counterpart, the agreement on trade and transit, energy trade, cross-border transmission lines, flood and inundation control, railway and bridge construction, among others, were inked. He further added that the flight route to Nepal had eased and the agreement in the hydropower sector had become stronger. Responding to the MP's concerns regarding the new map kept in the newly built Indian Parliament building, the Prime Minister explained that the Indian side claimed the map to be a historical and cultural one and not a political one. The Prime Minister said he and his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, discussed border disputes, including in Kalapani and Limpiadhura, seriously, and the Indian side pledged to address them. Clarifying the issues of the Authentication of Citizenship Act, Prime Minister Dahal said the bill on citizenship was authenticated after both the chambers of the Federal Parliament approved it. He said the bill was authenticated following all constitutional provisions. The lawmakers had also inquired about the Prime Minister's response to the Eminent Persons Group report. Lawmakers have stressed the need for increasing the budget for projects capable of contributing to the development and capital generation. Taking part in a deliberation on the budget for the next fiscal year in the House of Representatives yesterday, lawmakers said it was a positive sign that the budget had aimed at increasing capital expenditure and reducing expenditure on unproductive sectors. The lawmakers suggested the government take special attention to increasing the quality of Nepali products and productivity, avoiding economic recession and minimizing imports. The parliamentarians also commented that the government should reduce taxes on goods for daily use, address the problems of industrialists, and resolve the issues related to the interest rates of banks. Earlier in the House meeting yesterday, during the 0 hour of the meeting, lawmakers drew the attention of the government towards various matters, including the citizenship bill, delay in infrastructure construction and fertilizers and seeds for the farmers. The meeting of the Council of Ministers has decided to table the bill designed to make arrangements regarding power trade in the Federal Parliament. Spokesperson of the Government and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said the Cabinet meeting yesterday asked the concerned ministry to table the bill in the Parliament. Minister Sharma added that the meeting further decided to use the National Forest of Rasua and Nuakot and remove the trees there for the right-of-way for the Upper Mailungkhola Hydropower Limited and its tower. Yesterday's cabinet meeting also approved the visit of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Balendra Shah to Brussels of Belgium in connection with participating in the Metropolis World Congress and Brussels Urban Summit 2023 to be organized in Brussels from the 12th and 15th of June. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has said the government will reform laws related to the mass communication sector. receiving a report submitted by the Mass Communication Sector Reform Committee at the Ministry yesterday. Minister Sharma said it needed its laws to be reformed as it was changing rapidly. The minister-level decision was made on the 10th of March to form a committee under the coordination of senior journalist Dr. Suresh Acharya for furnishing recommendations on policy reforms. The committee submitted a report yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Kosi province government has formed a talk team in a bid to sort out disputes over the naming of the province. It may be noted that people who were demanding to name the province on the basis of ethnic identity resorted to the protest after the province was named Kosi on the 1st of March. On the 29th of May, Chief Minister Hikmat Bahadur Karki urged the agitating group not to make the agitation violent and come for talks for finding a solution. The third South Asian Yoga Sports Competition and the Mount Everest Yoga Festival Championship is starting in Kathmandu from today. Yoga athletes from seven countries including Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, the Maldives, Sri Lanka and host Nepal are competing in the regional event to be held from the 8th to 10th of June. Similarly, the Mount Everest Yoga Festival will be held on the 9th and 10th of June. Athletes from Iran and Saudi Arabia are also competing in this tournament along with those from the SAARC member states. In an exciting development aimed at fostering closer ties between Nepal and China, the inaugural Nepal-China Friendship Dragon Boat Race Festival is set to take place in the picturesque city of Pokhara. This eagerly anticipated event, organized jointly by the Nepal Tourism Board, the Chinese Embassy in Nepal, and Pokhara Metropolitan City, aims to attract Chinese tourists to Nepal while celebrating cultural exchange and strengthening people-to-people relations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Global economic growth is projected to reach 2.7% in 2023, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. In its latest economic outlook, the OECD emphasized the positive impact of lower energy prices, which are easing the strain on household budgets. It also noted a recovery in business and consumer sentiment and attributed a boost in global activity to the reopening of China after the COVID-19 pandemic. Tens of millions of people in North America have been warned about potentially dangerous air quality as intense wildfires burn across Canada. According to the BBC, smoke blanketed large areas of Ontario and Quebec on Tuesday, while an orange haze hung over much of the northeastern United States. Some cities, including Toronto and New York, had among the worst air quality in any city in the world overnight. Much of the smoke is coming from Quebec, where 160 fires are burning. Experts say climate change increases the risk of hot, dry weather that is likely to fuel wildfires. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says citizenship bill authenticated complying with constitutional provision. Lawmakers stress increasing budget for projects capable of contributing to development and capital generation. Cabinet approves a proposal. Tabling bill on power trade in federal parliament. And Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development forecasts 2.7% and 2.9% global growth for 2023 and 2024 respectively. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.